The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock.
We are Klein Alley Show. It's Friday morning. There's the good news, even better news. K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas, the big announcement yesterday. All the bands will be there, and hopefully you will be there as well. People already starting to freak out about tickets, saying that we did not make it clear when those tickets are available, and are they sold out yet? The answer is there are no tickets to buy right now because they're not even on sale yet. A week from today is when the on sale starts. So stop freaking out. I get it. You want to go. You want to be there for the Smashing Pumpkins, 311, Beck, and Jimmy World. I'm sure there's many I'm forgetting because the list was very long. I've got it right here. Let's look at it.
That's a lineup that's definitely not just fine.
Sublime, Franz Ferdinand, Royal Otis, AWOL Nation, the Linda Lindas, baby, and, of course, you. And, yes, I know that you want tickets. I get it.
You guys, I want to get some goddamn acoustic freaking Christmas tickets. When do they go on sale? I didn't hear any date when you guys announced it.
We did say the date. A week from today, I think at Ticketmaster.com, probably at noon. That's usually when things go on sale. Of course, if you want to win them from us.
We'll probably at noon?
Probably.
I think.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure we have this information.
Sure, it's written down there somewhere.
I mean, are you kidding me? Bah. 311, bah. Sublime, bah. Pumpkins, bah. Everything, bah. Hitting, bah. You guys, dude, what's going on, man? You guys are pulling big names now, dude. Liking it, dude. Kevin Klein's got the pull now, huh?
That's right.
He's using his celebrity influence, dude. His Quincy Jones hook up. He's using Quincy Jones hook up and pulling the big ass. Love it!
All right, listen, I had nothing to do with any of these bands.
Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, yeah. And Michael Jackson.
I had nothing to do with this lineup at all, nor did I reach out to my former good friend, who's now passed away, Quincy Jones, and asked
to help with the lineup.
He didn't ask. He didn't give us any of the bands either. I think it would have been very different genres.
Yeah, I think that would. But it would have been a good lineup.
It would have been, but, you know, he was always into some weird stuff, weird jazz stuff, these acts he'd find playing subway stations in France, and he'd be like, you got to hear these guys, they're the best.
And then it'd be a random group of Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, well, there was that, too. I mean, it was a whole mix of stuff, but he did not have anything to do with this lineup. But regardless, yes, you're excited, I get it, a week from today, tickets go on sale. You'll get sick of us, because we'll be talking about it nonstop, but the good news is the show is almost a month away, almost exactly, so as a result, you only got to hear us talk about it for a month. And then it will be a distant memory.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. 661 is, I think, a newish listener because they said, what word is Klein saying in the weekend song after Are You Ready for the Weekend? Are you ready for the...
Yeah! No, that's not
that
the
part.
One. No, that's
no.
Not the part.
No. Are you ready for the...
Rear end.
There you go.
I don't really know what that means other than the fact that Friday is technically the rear end of the week. And as a result, that song song was put together very quickly. If you're new to the show...
Inside the Mind of the Artist.
That is an anthem that we play on Fridays.
How do you know that was song? That might take in the Crystal Method guy weeks to do.
Okay, I'm saying...
How do you know it was put together?
My version of the song, the original, which doesn't play very often, the OG version of the song, the one that I present...
There was no effort or thought put into
thank
that.
You.
Oh, come on.
Do it for me.
He made an effort to rhyme.
Yeah, it rhymed.
Weekend with Rear End.
And when people would hear even the original, that's the updated version that Crystal Method took and made way better. But the original version, which I presented to you guys when I said it was easy to create a happy song that would put people in a good mood, every single one of you was in a good mood after you heard the song.
Oh, absolutely.
All of them. It was so terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I didn't say why you'd be in a good mood.
Doesn't matter why.
Sometimes you watch an old person fall over, it's funny, you have a good laugh. It's not a good thing that happened to them, but for the rest of us, it's funny.
Yeah, you can hate watch things and hate listen.
Sure. So the original song did put you in a good mood. The guy from Crystal Method just made it way better.
Yeah,
and now
yeah,
we play it on Fridays, and it puts people in a good mood.
Well, yeah, it's definitely way more listenable after he remastered it. It's
of course,
the remastered version, but I am a purist when it comes to the OG. I do appreciate
it. One of these days, now that we have all these cameras cooking in here, we'll have to do a legitimate behind the music of the original making of the Weeknd song and how it started.
You guys want
to
hear it?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Give it to me.
I do not.
Yeah, here we go.
We don't have to. It's not about that Monday or Tuesday.
Wow.
No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday, get that noise.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the Weeknd?
Oh my God.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Are you ready for the Weeknd?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday's where it's at. And Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch. Are you ready for the Weeknd?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Are you ready for the Weeknd?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
No.
Hit the beach or hit the mall? Go out with friends? Do nothing at all?
All right, that's all right. Enough. I can't take no more,
you.
Man.
Oh, what my are you God, talking dude. About?
I don't know how he took that and made what he did with it. What he? Oh, man. How did
that's
he create
how
that
why
that?
Omar has so much respect for the Crystal Method.
Wait, because wait, hold on, hold
I don't
on,
know
on,
how that seeming pile of crap was turned
because you're so off, man.
So
like, how
off
much me. Work? Yeah.
You think that this version is that much better than the one that we just heard?
Because, oh, my God. Head and shoulders above better. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I hear the whistle's a little bit improved because he used some sort of a horn or something. But
he did, like, auto-tune was whistling.
Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday.
Look at that, you're in time
Thursday.
There.
Yeah, yeah. He did some magic.
Forget that horse.
A lot of magic. All the magic.
How did he strip away that horrible song he's playing in the background?
Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
trash.
Thursday, Friday,
forget about that.
Friday, Saturday,
Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
I'm going to say samesies,
yeah,
guys.
It's so much better.
Samesies.
No,
samesies.
No.
You got to take a quick break. $100 of Allie's cash up for grabs if you want it. It's a Pick Your Poison Friday. You can battle anyone on the show for $100 of Allie's money. And all you got to do is call us now at 800-520-1067. We will pay the people, and we do it next right here on K-Rock.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.